In the name of Jesus, amen. The lilies grow, they do not toil. How fair is their fragility. If God clothes these which quickly spoil, will he not clothe both you and me? Dear saints, consider the lilies, Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount. They neither toil nor spin, yet God clothes these. They're beautiful. If God clothes the lilies, if God thinks the lilies are beautiful, how much more will he clothe you? Why are you anxious, O you of little faith? Jesus tells us not to be anxious. So as you consider the lilies, dear saints, why are you anxious? There's a few other things we can do when we can consider the lilies. We can remember that the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this picture of the stained glass window of the lily is in this place. It is in a place that you hear the word of God. It is here that God's word is given to you. And the words that you hear today, the promises that you hear today, and the promises that you hear here, they will last forever. We can get so hung up on so many things that will last only a little while that we need to be pulled back to the word and the promises that will stand forever. Our psalm says, as for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like the flower of the field, but the wind passes over it, it's gone, and the place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord, that is from everlasting to everlasting. So consider the lilies. And the final thing that we'll do, it'll be the longest one as we consider the lilies, is that they're beautiful. God is beautiful. And God gives us things like the lilies and the sunset and the mountains and the oceans. They're beautiful. And the reason that they are beautiful is because they come from a very beautiful God. And you, dear saints, you are the crown of his creation. You are the one that is made in his image. You, he believes that you are beautiful, fearfully and wonderfully made. And Jesus has died for you. Jesus has covered you with his blood. Jesus calls his church the bride. He gave himself up for her to present her spotless and holy and blameless, without blemish, righteous and holy and beautiful. And when you look at yourself in the mirror this evening, see yourself the way that your Father sees you, through the blood of Jesus. Now, how should we be seen by our Lord? We should be considered something like a prickly cactus, dried up, dead, diseased, surrounded by snakes with the birds of the air devouring parts of it. That's how we deserve to be seen. We are sinful and we are too often rebellious. And it is those things that should make us ugly in God's sight. And as we consider ugliness, as we get deeper and deeper into Lent, as we get closer and closer to Good Friday, we know that there is no such thing that is more ugly than what Jesus does for us on the cross. Now we consider it beautiful too, but it is ugly. It is because he is taking our sin and our shame, our guilt and our rebellion. And as we hear about Jesus and as we see Jesus there on the cross, as we go through the trials, as we see the betrayals from Judas and the denials from Peter, as we hear the lies and the mockings and the beatings and the spittings and the whippings and the strippings, we understand the external ugliness of the cross is only that way because that is what we deserve. That is the wrath that we deserve. That is how we deserve to be seen by God the Father. But we also know that Jesus has taken our sin and Jesus has taken our shame, and the ugliness of the cross is in fact the most beautiful thing that we know, because it is from the cross that we know that God sees us even more beautiful than the lilies. Spotless, holy, without blemish, without stain. Jesus' death for you is the most beautiful thing that you can consider. As I was doing a little Google research on the lilies, I found out that apparently the bulb of the lily is quite an ugly thing by itself. But it is from this ugly bulb that produces such a beautiful flower. And so it is from such an ugly death on the cross that God sees you as his beautiful child. And I was looking into the history of the lily, and it goes quite deep into the Christian history. One of the things that was remarked is that it is a trumpet-shaped flower. That as you consider the lilies, consider the trumpet call. Victory is mine, right? Victory is mine. Jesus is yours and you are his. Victory is yours. Hear the trumpet. Jesus has from our reading us considering death. And the gift of death, the gift of his death, and what will be the gift of our death as well. Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And that is first and foremost a summary of what Jesus' death is for us. That he goes into the ground, he dies for us, so that he can bear the fruit of our forgiveness. That he can bear the fruit of our promise that we are his forever, and that we will have a day in which we see all who have died in him and rejoice happily in that. Jesus then calls us not to love this life alone, for then we'll lose it. And instead be willing to hate this life, to serve him, to be his servant, and to follow him. So consider the lilies, consider ugliness, and consider beauty. And consider these three final points. Number one, Jesus' ugly death makes you beautiful to God. His going into the ground bears the fruit of you always being with him, and he always being with you. Number two, your death and the death of those that you love, they may be ugly, but they will usher you into the most beautiful thing you can imagine. Luther calls it that he will take us from this valley of sorrow to be with himself in heaven. Death is ugly, but death is defeated. Death is ugly, but death is the way that God will bring us to himself to be with him forever. Well, there will not be death anymore again. And we'll always hear the trumpet sound of victory. And number three, we consider Jesus' call to deny ourselves, to crucify and die to our sinful nature. The lily seems to live a life of death and then life. To be beautiful in the spring, it has to die in the fall and the winter, and so also it is with us. We should die daily to our selfishness and our worldly desires. We should see them as quite ugly so that we can rise to the newness and the beautiful life of Christ, that we might always see God in His Word and His will and His ways, His law and His gospel as the most enduringly beautiful thing that we have in this life. So, dear saints, if you are anxious, then consider the lilies. And if you are tempted to cling to this life alone, then consider the lilies. And if you don't think that you are beautiful to God because of Jesus, then consider the lilies. And if you don't know what's going to happen to you when you die, then consider the lilies. And sing again one of the final stanzas of this beautiful hymn. You know it. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me. When my life becomes a burden and I'm nearing chilly Jordan, O thou lily of the valley, stand by me. In Jesus' name. Amen.